Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Greg Madison, CEO of Shield Therapeutics. STX is ticker there. Greg, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Justin, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you just released a full year trading update. We'll dig into that, the details behind that, in a bit. Before we do, Greg, for people maybe not familiar with Shield Therapeutics, can you give us a brief summary as to what it's all about, please?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we're so Shield Therapeutics is a company that is trying to help the millions of patients who are suffering from iron deficiency and iron deficiency anemia. We have an FDA-approved product, both for the U.S. As well as Europe, called Accrufer, which is ferric maltol. And we believe this fits a very, very important need here as an effective and well-tolerated oral iron replacement therapy, again, for literally the millions of patients out there suffering from iron deficiency and iron deficiency anemia.
Excellent stuff. Okay, full year trading update. So if you could start off by giving us an update on the U.S. launch progress, Greg.
Oh, I'd absolutely love to. Yeah, we've made significant progress here since the start of our launch back in July of 2021. And, you know, I've said this before, but bears repeating. You know, what's really clear as we kind of get our business up and running here in the United States is that there is a absolute need from clinician perspective and patient perspective for an effective and well-tolerated oral iron treatment out there. There are just millions of patients suffering from iron deficiency, and you know, there's really a big need in the marketplace for a product that is both effective but also importantly well-tolerated. Our progress, you know, we launched in the U.S. We highlighted 3 main areas for progress. That was increasing the awareness of Accrufer, generating some clinical experience for physicians and patients through our patient assistance program, and in developing kind of reimbursement and payer coverage from the plans in the United States. And we've made really good progress here across all 3 of those areas. You know, it's hard to recall, but you know, literally the company made a decision to launch in the United States on their own back just 10 months ago. And you know, we rewind 10 months ago, there's virtually no presence in the United States for Shield Therapeutics, virtually no awareness by any physicians about the product Accrufer, and certainly no awareness from a patient perspective that this product was out there. So you put that in context, we made very, very good progress, both in establishing an affiliate, but also increasing awareness significantly over those first 6 months, establishing payer coverage, which is a critical piece overall, and we've been able to generate good, solid clinical experience by prescriptions going into our patient assistance programs with a really nice increase we saw from the 3rd quarter over to the 4th quarter. You know, so in many ways, Justin, the way I like to think about this, I think you mentioned you're a runner. This is a marathon, not a sprint, right? And so we're just starting to hit our stride. You know, we're not there yet, but we've made very, very good progress, you know, all things considered, you know, over the first several months.
Yeah, and you sort of touched on it then. Could you give us, you know, some inclination as to how the physicians and patients' feedback is progressing to date?
Yeah. The physician feedback is really, really good. Again, so when we launched, there was virtually, you know, physicians in the U.S. just had not heard of Accrufer, and that's probably one of the single biggest, you know, issues or challenges, however you want to phrase it overall. And so when physicians, when we can actually get in front of a doctor with our 30-person sales team and have a conversation about Accrufer, you know, what's readily apparent is this, right? So they understand that there are lots of choices for OTC irons available to them. They understand what those are. They don't need to be educated on those. But if you ask a physician what the challenge is that they face day in and day out, it has to do with tolerability. right? And specifically GI-related adverse events. So, you know, they know anemia, they diagnose anemia, they treat anemia, they use OTC irons because it's all they have. But the biggest issue, again, is that tolerability side. When they hear about Accrufer, and what jumps out at them is two things. One, just the low dose that's needed as compared to the OTC irons, which drives that effectiveness. But really important is our tolerability profile. You know, our GI-related adverse events and our overall tolerability and discontinuation rates are less than 5% overall. You know, what they're used to and what they tell us is that they're used to, you know, half their patients failing the OTC iron. So the feedback from physicians has been excellent when they hear about the product Accrufer. And again, that's the biggest challenge, is to try to get that word out there as quickly and efficiently as possible. We've also heard some, you know, anecdotal feedback. We don't get, you know, specific patient feedback overall, but the anecdotal feedback we get, or qualitative feedback from physicians, is the product seems to be working exactly as it's intended, right? So patients go on it, they do well. You know, we don't hear any about tolerability issues. You know, and generally speaking, when you launch, I'd hear about the negative first, meaning if there was some kind of challenge with tolerability or GI adverse events that wasn't kind of consistent with what we're presenting, that feedback generally gets back to you pretty quickly. You know, so far, you know, if you want to knock on wood, we haven't heard that much about that at all. And I think the last piece is, you recently did an advisory board with, you know, call it, you know, 6 to 10 nurse practitioners or physician assistants here in the United States. And the feedback there, I listened into, you know, a good chunk of that discussion. It was excellent. They really liked the product. They understand the need. The biggest thing, again, it's like a broken record here, but in some ways, you know, their comment back to Shield was, where has this product been? I have not heard of this product. How do you get that word out there? So again, I think that's one of our major, major initiatives going in forward to the year.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, and can you explain the importance of reimbursement and what it means for Shield?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, reimbursement. Yeah, we highlighted that very early on when we launched, that was a critical kind of gating factor, if you will, in order to drive the right type of, you know, a product adoption, but also be on the revenue side as well. And the United States, you know, it's very, you know, it's a bit of a fragmented system here, but, you know, commercial insurance, you know, is kind of the big area that you tend to go to first, and that drives about a third of our overall business. Mm-hmm. So getting that reimbursement is critical in order to kind of have, you know, physicians write the product right now. I guess the way that maybe I'll step back and just describe, you know, for everybody how it works, right? So before you get insurance coverage overall, the way that we generated clinical experience was have physicians become aware of Accrufer. They want to write the product. They want to get their patient on the product. So they write a prescription. It goes into a reimbursement hub. That hub determines if the patient has insurance coverage, yes or no. If they have coverage, great. That becomes kind of a paid prescription, to think of it that way. If they don't have coverage, which for the first 6 months was the vast majority of our patients, we will sell it to the patient for a very nominal cost. So very little revenue comes into Shield, but we get the benefit of the physician writing the product, the patient getting on the product, and you kind of start that feedback cycle overall. So at the end of the year, we announced that we signed 4 major agreements with 4 of the big pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, here in the United States, which now give us access to about 40 million lives, which covers probably about 22% of the commercial population. In January, we've actually already increased that number from 40 to 60 million lives by bringing in some additional plans underneath that. So the importance here is the fact that, you know, for the first several months, much of our prescriptions go through patient insurance and don't drive a lot of revenue. As we move into 2022 now, you know, the revenue portion of the journey kind of starts here, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we'll still have, you know, a certain percentage of patients that will still go under patient assistance versus revenue generating, but that ratio will start to kind of balance itself out here as we go forward. And we fully intend to continue to expand our payer coverage from the 60 million lives we sit here in January, you know, throughout the year overall. So a very important factor, both in terms of, you know, kind of revenue prescriptions, if you will, but also from a physician perspective, there are some physicians out there that really do not want to write the product until you actually get it covered on a different insurance plan. So, you know, kind of has a multitude of factors.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it seems like it's all heading in the right direction. So for people maybe not aware, could you just give us a summary of the market opportunity here, and also maybe the key priorities for Shield over the next 12 months, please, Greg?
Yeah, thank you. It's a very, very big market. So there are, in the United States right now, 13.4 million prescriptions written annually for oral irons to treat iron deficiency and iron deficiency anemia. So if you do the math, that comes out to just north of a $2 billion market opportunity. So very, very significant opportunity. And primarily that's written by, 80% of those prescriptions come from three areas: primary care physicians, nurse practitioners and PAs, as well as OBGYNs. That drives the very, very large, opportunity there in the marketplace. And again, what we've heard consistently over and over again is this is a relatively, I don't want to call it straightforward sell, but in many ways it's straightforward, meaning that physicians, they understand anemia. They treat anemia. They understand what the OTC irons do today. What they don't know about is Accrufer. And again, that's really been our main focus here. And we've been small. We have 30 reps out there, trying to cover about 4,000 physicians, get in front of them on a daily basis. We just started late in the fourth quarter to think about other awareness driving issues, opportunities, including digital advertising, some media placements as well. But we are just literally scratching the surface of what we can and should be doing out there right now, right? So we want to make sure that we are adequately resourced. And I am extremely bullish about the opportunity, just all the qualitative feedback I'm getting. We recently did some additional market research, which again justifies the position, but we need to make sure they're resourced adequately. And, what I'm trying to do is also move the organization to a bit more of a progressive type of opportunity here, really take advantage of some of the digital opportunities and the consumer opportunities in addition to what our field force is doing out there as well. So all that said, as we go into 2022, our main priorities are continue driving awareness of Accrufer. I think I've mentioned that probably five times alone in this, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Driving awareness of Accrufer continues to be a critical piece for us. We also want to make sure that we're expanding our depth and breadth of prescribing. What that means is, we want more writers to start writing, Accrufer as mm-hmm. they become aware of the product. Then we want to take those writers who start to write and get more prescriptions per doctor. So kind of a breadth and depth component here as well. The payer coverage continues to expand. So that's our third main priorities. Then our fourth one is to really start to take advantage and, explore the opportunities around the direct-to-consumer side. This is a very there, particularly in the women's health area that we believe exists today.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. Okay, well, right here on Vox Markets, Greg, we have a top 10 list of most followed companies on the front page. To get in that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button. So if you could give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Shield Therapeutics to their watch list, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So, if there's three reasons I can hide too, is look, we have a fantastic product in Accrufer. And it's very clear that that product fills a very important need that we've heard from physicians and patients out there. So fantastic product, very large market, and really it seems to fit the bill, very, very nicely. Obviously, we talked about reimbursement and the opportunity there to continue to expand that, and that has a direct effect, on our revenues. And then last but not least, you've got a very strong, focused, and dedicated team here at Shield that is really driven to get this product to the patients into their hands, right? Again, there are millions of patients out there suffering from iron deficiency and iron deficiency anemia. We think we've got a great product to fit that need, and that is our mission, to do everything we can to get that into the hands of those needing patients.
Marvelous stuff. Greg, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?